struggle and success. These two ideas seem to have a symbiotic relationship with each other, especially in art. Some of the greatest artistic works, whether it be audible, visual, dramatic or otherwise, are generally rooted in very dark places. Obviously, the pandemic posed a very dark time for many musicians and bands. Unfortunately, not every band survived the pandemic, musically speaking. But some grew, evolved and reemerged stronger than ever with music and lyrics that invite listeners to pull themselves out of the weeds. Toronto-based indie rock trio MONOWHALES are ambassadors of this evolution and are heralds of having a good time. Releasing their debut album Daytona Bleach in 2021, during times of high anxiety and mounting unknowns, they crafted a balance of hard lyrical truths with pulse-pumping music. A year and a half later, Tunnel Vision was released and did not shy away from honest and harsh content, but sharing it in a way that makes you want to get up and shake it off, even for just 30 minutes. It's no wonder they won the Juno Award for Breakthrough Group of the Year. Words do the band no justice and their music speaks for itself. But, I had the privilege to ask vocalist Sally Shar and drummer Jordan Sercosta a few questions before they hit Barry later this month. Richard, when people hear the name MONOWHALES, what do you want them to think of immediately? Sally, a sweaty, loving show. Jordan, there's a heart-wrenching feeling I get when I see art that really hits me. I tend to feel it when I'm watching live music, and when I'm performing. I'd like people to think of that feeling when they think of us. At our core, we've always been about connection through performance, and the live show is something we really pay a lot of attention to so we can share a really special experience with people. We love the records we've made, and we're incredibly excited about some of the new songs we've been working on, but when someone thinks of MONOWHALES, I'd like them to be picturing us on stage. Richard, your most recent release is a cover of Blur's hit song 2. Why did you choose to cover this particular song? Sally, truthfully, we were all nostalgic about the song and were excited to try it out. Not a lot of thought behind it. Jordan, I don't think there's any master plan behind it. It's a super energetic and fun song to play, and our relationship with it goes way back. We used to cover it live when we were playing the local club scene a lot more in Toronto. It's one of those songs that's just cemented into everyone's consciousness. It was fun to make, too. We set a challenge of going fast and dirty with it in the studio to imitate the recording process Blur took with the original. We only spent a couple days recording it and released it a few weeks later. I think it turned out pretty good. Richard, MONOWHALES are in the studio working now. Can you give us any details about what fans can expect? Sally, we barely even know what's going on. That's what's so fun about it. Jordan, I feel like every time someone asks me about new music, my first response is to say it's the best stuff we've ever done. I guess if I didn't feel that way, then we wouldn't be growing. We're taking a lot more risks with these new songs and pushing ourselves further than we have in the past as artists. We're also producing the music ourselves this time around, which is a bit of an adjustment. We're stoked about the results though, and have had the privilege working out of some really beautiful studios and with some amazing people. Shout out to Darren at Union Sound and Calvin at Dreamhouse. In terms of what fans can expect, we're definitely getting louder. Richard, lyrically, your songs deal with very deep and serious subject matter, but the musical arrangements are so up-tempo and catchy. How do you create this balance? Sally, with a lot of love and pent-up feelings. Seems like we naturally seem to think that way, at least for now. Jordan, music is funny that way. You have so many different levers to pull to create a mood. I think it's cathartic for us to play upbeat music, so talking about difficult themes in anthemic songs makes the experience feel a bit more like redemption rather than despair. That said, we don't set out with that goal in mind. It's just the way things happen to play out when the three of us work together on something. I think the balance is created by all three of our personalities pulling in different directions until we find our way to something we're all satisfied with. Richard, You've stated the album Tunnel Vision saved our lives. It's hard to admit that without the making and recording of Tunnel Vision, I don't know if I'd still be alive. Could you expand on the impact this album had on you, and are there any other albums you consider life-saving? Sally. It was a very tough time, truly. The feelings and vocals on the record came from a very vulnerable, honest place. Looking back on it now, it was the everyday constant of working on this album that kept me here. As long as something was booked for the next day, I would feel too guilty to not show up. Incredibly, I learned that guilt can actually be a very helpful life-saving mechanism. I'm grateful to have felt guilt and that it kept me here now. I am in a much better place, the best place I've ever been. Jordan. Making Tunnel Vision was kind of the only connection I had to who I was before the pandemic. Everything else that made up my identity had been taken away. The record became something I could direct my attention to, and seeing it through took center stage in my life. It was a welcome bit of purpose to be found at a time when I was otherwise lost. As far as other albums go, if you're looking for salvation, try out Casadega by Bright Eyes, Lost in the Dream by The War on Drugs, or Let Love In by Nick Cave and The Bad Seeds. Richard. For people who haven't seen MONOWHALES live before, what are they in for? Sally. We go up there and feel alive, hope we can transfer some of that to you. Jordan. They're going to see four people walk on stage and give it everything they've got, every time. We don't pull punches and dig in as hard as we can every time we play live. If you're in the audience, I suggest you do the same, then we can make it a real party. Richard. What's next for the band, and what are you hoping to accomplish this year? Sally. We can't ever really know. This choice of life is constantly changing and spontaneous. I know we will make lots of music, play many shows, and hug many of our fans along the way. Looking forward to it. Jordan. Overall, I think we just want to get better at everything we do. We're working on taking the live show to the next level right now, and also writing and recording new songs. New music will almost definitely drop this year, but we're not sure when yet. We gotta make sure it's just right first. We've got a lot of shows coming up, including a string of Ontario dates in March we'll be headlining, as well as a nationwide tour supporting Grandson, which we're extremely excited about. Those nights are going to be special, I can feel it. If you want to follow along, just keep an eye on our socials. We're pretty good about keeping everyone up to date on what we're up to. MONOWHALES will be joined by The Slowing and Absolutely You at The Rec Room, located at 8 N Village Way in Southend Barrie, on March 26. Advance tickets for the all-ages show are $15 or $20 at the door. Doors open at 7:30 p.m., followed by the show at 8 p.m. For more information and to purchase tickets, click here. Are you ready for more? Maybe it doesn't feel like it, but Barrie is heating up this month with a wide variety of live music offerings, including Edmonton's Old Wives will be in town as part of their Megalomaniac tour on Saturday, March 11th at the Queen's Nightclub, located at 94 Dunlop Street. E. In downtown Barrie. They will share the bill with Amy Gaba, Hayslugger, and Remember November. For more information, click here. Toronto-based Michael Costantini continues his tour and brings his brand of indie rock to the Kensington Burger Bar, located at 40 Dunlop Street E. On March 15. Juno award-winning duo Digging Roots is coming to the Five Points Theatre, at 1 Dunlop Street W. On March 19. In support of their fourth studio album Zawinam, which means Love Unconditionally, the band members will share their songs about residential schools, resistance, climate change, and Bamajawin, the good life. Tickets can be purchased by clicking here. Touring their latest album Parasitic Populace, Deathcore Heavyweights in the Act of Violence, Toronto, Slam into Barrie on March 19 at the Queen's Nightclub. Joining them are Omen Killer, hailing from Savannah, Georgia, Battlescarred, and Torque to Yield. For more information, click here.